Okay, fellas, if you are lucky enough to have a wife or a girlfriend or something in between, but mostly this pertains to wives because I've never heard it used in the context of girlfriends, but it could be sometimes, so I'm keeping that option open. If you have a wife or a girlfriend, there's only one job you have. Love that bitch. What's up, everybody? This is your boy F Major, and you are listening to The Great Divide, brought to you by The Great Divide Podcast Network. Of course, I am your host, and you already know it. Say it with me, everybody. The official weapon of the show is wisdom, and the unofficial sport, drum corps. And tonight, we are not sponsored, but we'll have to change that soon because this show can't run without money. I can't keep going in my pockets, but I love y'all, so I do. I got to keep this up. And yes, it does cost money. This shit costs money for me to be putting these out. But anyway, I say this all the time. The part about where I live at, which is in Eugene. And a lot of time you will hear me compare it to where I came from in North Carolina. I have lived in a bunch of places. I have lived in Texas. I have lived in New York, in Boston. I have lived in a bunch of places. I have lived in Canada. I have lived in the UK. And I have lived in the Netherlands. I've lived in a bunch of places. When I was growing up, when you went to the corner store or any store, you could go to Safeway, which here on the Pacific Northwest is the gourmet grocery store. There's a word for it. Is it gourmet or luxury? There's some fancy word for it, like Whole Foods and these type of places. But out here, it's one of the nicer, cleaner stores. Back home, Safeway is kind of the ghetto store. It's the store you go, you know, have your fried fish platters and pinochle tournaments out front. And they might be niggas on the side playing spades. You know, it's the ghetto grocery store. But when you go to the store, I don't know how the fuck I got on there. Anyway, when you go to the store back home, and this is still true today, and it's been true all my life, and it's the only way I've ever known to do this. When you go to the store and pick something up, and you get to the counter, they always ask you, would you like a sack? Do you want a paper sack? Do you want a, plastic sack? Do you want a sack with your shit? Do you want to carry your shit home in a sack? Do you want me to staple your receipt to the sack? And the reason why we have receipts stapled to shit is so niggas know when we leave in that motherfucking store that we paid for the shit, that's in that motherfucking bag, okay? It's as simple as that. Because they sometimes, you know, like, especially when you go to Walmart, Walmart don't staple nothing to the bag. What they do is they'll give you the receipt and you just walk out and you have to show the receipt to somebody. Well, you can skip that part if you have the receipt stapled to the bag. Anyway, so all my life, I'm used to going to the store and when I check out, the people behind the counter ask me, would you like a sack? And almost all the time, I say yes. Earlier this week, I was in Cottage Grove. It's right out 20 miles outside of Eugene, south of Eugene. And something that I've noticed over the past 8-9 years that I've lived here is back when I first moved here, whenever you go to the convenience store, to the grocery store, whatever, they would always ask you, would you like a bag with that? Would you like paper? Would you like plastic? Do you want a bag with that? And over the past 2 or 3 years, I've noticed more and more places are starting to call it sack. So now instead of them asking you, do you want a bag? They ask you, do you want a sack? So finally, when I was in Cottage Grove this week, I was at Dairy Mart. And shout out to the Dairy Mart lady who hit me to this wisdom. When she was getting ready to put my purchases in the container, she asked me, would you like a sack with that? And I just... out loud, I said, it's so weird because, you know, we've always said that where I came from, but I've noticed that y'all just started saying it out here. Why are y'all changing it to sack all of a sudden? And she said, because every time a man comes in this store and I ask him, do he want a bag? And he say some shit like, oh, I left her at home already. It breaks my heart a little bit. And then she told me a lot of the women you will talk to now who work in jobs like these, even some of the men, will now ask you if you want a sack because then it won't be met with that type of response. And that struck me as very, I don't know, I don't want to say interesting because it's more than that. It's hurtful. And so I started the show off by saying, fellas, love your ladies. And I say that because what the fuck are you doing with her if that's the type of shit you're going to say about her when she's not around? I don't understand that verbiage. My bag is at home. What the fuck does that mean? I've never heard that before. A bag, a lady and a bag is the same. I don't get it. Is somebody you need to write the show and explain that to me? But how do you compare a woman to a bag? I just knew it was something bad because the lady said it broke her heart a little bit every time she heard it. So it had to be something bad. So I'm the type of person, when I'm in a relationship, I don't run the person I'm with down. So I don't understand how, and I hear men do it all the time. And it most of the time, it don't bother me. I'm like, well, that's their relationship. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. If he want to call her a bag, that sounds so odd to me. If he want to call her whatever and she accepted, cool, that's them. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. But after hearing that woman say that, now that I'm thinking about it, I would never do that in a relationship. You can ask anybody I've ever been with. I don't run people down that I'm in a relationship with. I won't run them down to other people. So when you go into the grocery store and you see the checkout girl behind the counter, you talk about your wife as a bag or some shit like that, you're dishonoring her. Now, me personally, I always try to lift my partner up. And there's a reason why I do that. I wouldn't get in a relationship with somebody who I would ever consider a bag. But the reason why I would lift whoever I'm with up is because when you talk about how great they are, they actually try to achieve it. Does that make any sense? When you have nothing but good things to say about your mate, they try to make them things come true. You know, I have a fantastic job right now. I love going to work every day. That don't mean that I don't still love getting off when it's time to get off. But I love going to work every day. I love my job. Every time I go to a new job, which is not very often, but when I'm interviewing, I make sure to tell whoever's about to hire me the same thing every single time. Towards the end of the interview, and some of you out there, you can use this if you want to, because it really does make a difference. Towards the end of the interview, or during the interview, when the interviewer asks what they can do to make the work environment better for the employees, there's two things I do. The first thing is I always make sure to say there's only one thing you really can do to get the most out of your employees and out of me in particular, believe in me. That's it. That's all you got to do. Believe in me and I will move mountains for you. I feel like that about your mate. I need for men to feel like that about their wives. If you believe in this bitch, she will move mountains for you. If you go to the store and talk about she's a bag, then she ain't gonna do shit for you. You don't value her. So I don't understand why a person would get in a relationship like that. Now, when it come to dinner time, and when it come to other men, I can't wait to tell other men how bad my bitch is. She could be the ugliest motherfucker on the earth. But if she is ugly, you're going to hear about this bitch can make a spinach souffle that would knock your motherfucking socks off. You will hear all the great shit about my lady. You will get tired of me talking about how great this bitch is. That's what I need you to do to your wives. Or not to them, but for them. Honor your wife and she will honor you 10 times back. I'm trying to tell y'all it's the gospel truth. If you put, my daddy always say, never put your money in something that doesn't have a guaranteed return. You invest time in your lady. You invest, when you get married, when you say I do, that's the beginning of you investing parts of your life into this person. Do you want to invest parts of your life into a person that you can go out into the public and say demeaning things about? Even if it's in the context of a joke, because shit like that to me ain't funny. So I'm thinking to myself, well, look, if I go to the Dairy Mart and I'm in there talking about my wife is a bag, I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it does. If I go in there talking about my wife is a bag, then now, whenever I come in that store and I get ready to leave, when I get on the other side of the door, she could talk to her girlfriend. Girl, I don't even know why he murdered. He don't love that bitch. Oh, yeah, he like to call her a bag. Why is she still with his ass? You know, shit like that. And it makes sense for them to do that because you ain't got no business disparaging your lady. And then you got her worried about whether or not her man do that behind her back because so many men come in and say shit like that about their wives. So, fellas, do me a favor. Love your wife. Love your girlfriend. Even if you don't, pretend like you do. You will see a difference in her. You will see a difference in your household. When it's time to cook the meal, and you getting ready to get off work, and she already at the house, she getting ready to cook the meal, she be on the phone with her girlfriend. She gonna have one of two attitudes. Either she gonna be like, girl, let me get off this phone. Yeah, this nigga getting ready to come home, and I don't feel like listening to his mouth. Let me go ahead and hook this meal up. And then she'll cook you some food, and you'll eat. Then there's, ooh, girl, my man getting ready to come home. I better get up off this phone because I need to make these veal cutlets because this nigga might lay it down or not. You know what I'm saying? Girl, bye. You know shit like that. So you can either do it out of loathing or out of love. I prefer to come home to that girl. I better make these motherfucking pancakes and stuffing and shit. I don't know how the fuck I came up with pancakes and stuffing. But you get my point. She's going to want to do those things as opposed to feeling like she has to do those things to keep you from being on her motherfucking back. So be the type of man that make your woman want to jump. So be the type of man that make your woman want to jump every time she hear your name. It's not that difficult. You with her all the time. Just invest in her a little bit. Just love her. Make her feel needed. I said this on the last show. Everybody needs to be needed. I guarantee you, if you make her feel needed, you'll never go without anything that you need, ever. But I want to know what y'all think about this, so hit a nigga up. Hit me up, my beloveds, at thegreatdivide.us. You can follow me, or actually friend me, Effington Major on Facebook. And to get the show, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Podomatic, and Feedburner, all the places where you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. And when you do, particularly on iTunes and Stitcher, leave a 5-star review if you can. 5-star reviews help the show tremendously. It's a way to support the show. It's absolutely free. You don't have to pull no money out your pocket. All you got to do is take 30 seconds, leave a 5-star review, leave a nice comment. If you leave a 5-star review, I will read whatever you wrote on the show. I don't give a fuck what it is. So make sure you do that for me. And make sure you love your wives like the fuck you supposed to, nigga. Please don't make me have to whoop your ass from talking shit about your wife in front of me. And please don't go to these stores and shit and say in the community potluck and the motherfucking Thanksgiving dinner that you have at your church talking shit about your wife. Even minuscule shit. Honor that bitch. Love her, and she'll love you back. Catch you on the flip side.